from Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. June's monthly business meeting formally approved a new Wison subcommittee to organise currently committed activities and investigate new events to support. Other areas of Wison focus would include service for community events and to actively support training and mentoring for new members, especially younger members. The recent Pinnacles Classic was successfully completed, with the next Ipswich Wison supported event being the Lake Manchester Trail on Sunday, August 17. If you can help, please contact Paul McDonald at vk4pmcpaul@outlook.com. In repeater news, VK4RPR at Gregor's Creek is back up and running, thanks to Rob, Mark, Greg and Peter for the site work. Coverage has been improved through this repeater, which is linked to VK4RAI and others on the Ipswich repeater network. Repeater locations and frequencies are on the club's website. And finally, member fees will have a modest increase effective from the next AGM. The new fee structure is ordinary membership $55, concession $45, family $65 and associate $60. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, with the club's weekly Q News update for Sunday the 13th of July. We're going to have a busy member meeting tomorrow, Monday the 14th. Don't forget, this meeting will be held at District Scouts HQ, which is at 2 Victory Street in Newtown, the suburb of Toowoomba. There's a small car park at the front, but plenty of room in the street. Walk up the driveway and you'll find us at the building at the back. We will have great facilities and a huge screen to go with our online presence. Tea and coffee as usual. We have many things to discuss, starting with preparations for the upcoming annual general meeting, which will be held on Monday, the 19th of August. Please put that date in your diary now and note two important details. After many months of reviewing our rules, the committee has concluded this is the right time for an update. That's special business, and we'd like your participation. Secondly, we expect to run the AGM as a warm body event with no telepresence participation. There are many good reasons for doing this, and we'd like to discuss that also when we meet on Monday. Now, for a few weeks, we've been telling you about our feature topic and guest for the Monday meeting. Peter Schrader, VK4EA, will be joining us from a day in town working on his day job, which is the power grid and how it's controlled. That makes him a real expert. And all will be revealed when he talks to us about that topic on the night. Peter says that the sudden rush to install batteries hasn't impacted on the grid yet, but who knows? Come along, either in person or online, and bring those curly questions about how the grid and power distribution impacts on your daily life. We've also put Peter on alert that you might want to ask some WIA-related questions. Meeting starts at 1900 and it'll run for about 90 minutes or so. Also to be discussed at the meeting, Jamboree of the Air, Jota and Jyoti, will be coming along on October the 18th to 19th, and our Scouts partners are already lining up some action for us. Jota Jyoti will be a nice cap to a couple of months of club outreach activity, along with our sausage sizzle and subsequent appearance at the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers. Good involvement all round. And here's two things you might not know. Firstly, if you want to get an amateur radio license or upgrade an existing license, Darling Downs Radio Club has a great offer. One-on-one training backed with practical hands-on experience through POTA activations. Our education officer, Dave VK4JPS, is a certified ACMA assessor, and by day, he's a highly qualified trainer working in electronics. It's a great combination. You can contact Dave via education@ddrci.org.au, and no question is silly or off limits. education@ddrci.org.au, and Dave will be at the meeting on the 14th if you want to come and ask about getting your license. Secondly, many hams are also involved in supporting community radio stations. It's an important training ground for tech, and once upon a time, every broadcast engineer was also a ham. Does dabbling with bigger transmitters, studio gear, IT systems, and maybe even doing a program or two have some appeal? Then join Technorama, the organisation that supports all the community broadcasting techs in Australia, for the third leg of this year's TR25 event, which is being held in Toowoomba over the 8th to the 10th of August. I'll tell you a bit more about that next week, but all the info is on the Technorama website at www.technorama.org.au. That's including how to get 3 days of tours, food, education and social activity for under $75, making it one of the cheapest conferences in Australia. Details for everything else that I've mentioned is on the club's website at ddrci.org.au, and you can reach us via secretary@ddrci.org.au. Got any questions? Drop an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au, but check the club's website first. The answer might be right there. Until next week, thanks for listening and thanks for supporting Amateur Radio. 73s from John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. There's the old saying that variety is the spice of life. And if you've been to meetings where time crawled slowly past as the agenda was meticulously followed, then you would appreciate a little spice in your day. I've been thinking about some of the things that can provide variety in club activities. Routine has its place, but variation and surprise can add sparkle to otherwise dull activities. Now, I'm not suggesting having people jumping from cakes as entertainment, but there are other ways of giving a different look to presentations. I remember being selected to give a small speech of thanks at my school assembly and virtually quivering my way through the vote of thanks to the guest speaker. I was in primary school and it left its mark on the memory, and this is something that so many of us will relate to. Public speaking is almost as bad as going to the old-fashioned dentist for bringing on the adrenaline, or as so many people call it, the heebie-jeebies. We know many people, and some of them within our club, who have interesting stories to tell, some directly relating to radio and many on things that most of us would like to know. Why that person declines a nice friendly invitation to speak at the club could be that same deep-seated fear of public speaking and the fear of embarrassing themselves. Can we consider arranging things around a couple of comfortable chairs and a table with some water to wet the dry throats and have a conversation between two people? I'm sure we've watched discussions on TV that use this format and is more relaxing for the participants as well as the audience. Then there's the show-and-tell type evening where a few people bring along projects and display them and answer questions and get suggestions from others as to how to improve the items or source materials so that others can replicate items. Years ago, colour slides taken on 35mm cameras could fill an evening with projected images and a commentary by the photographer. These days, the laptop computer and a large screen or projector can show a range of stills and movie images with either recorded commentary or a basic voiceover, which allows for questions and answers. There's no need for stiff formality, and a relaxed presentation style can further encourage audience participation. Then, of course, who said the presenter had to be physically present? These days, with video apps being so highly developed, all that is needed is a suitable display connected to the internet, and a presentation can come from virtually any place on the planet. I watch several presentations of this kind on YouTube. These are suggestions for people to build upon, but being able to maintain a sense of variety in our club activities, aside from the obvious ham ones, makes meetings more social and inviting. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.